I then went round local groups and contacts to recruit. I believe it was about five or six groups, and eventually I recruited, besides my own group and certain others, including Sue Carr, the Rinky Dinks, Sheila Denny, and one or two others, decided to get the top of the act to be some group who were prominent in the area at the time, who were like the football club. They were named the Wolves. Unfortunately, we did not have very much time for rehearsals, and we literally had to turn up at about 10 o'clock in the morning when the show was going to actually be on for two performances at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. All of the groups arrived, and I'm afraid one who I cannot mention, one member of one group, was slightly inebriated, and we really did have quite a task in getting him back into some sort of shape. They all insisted on using their own equipment, and unfortunately, this made the stage look somewhat cluttered. However, the performances did all go well. There was absolutely no technical problems, and I think now that it was quite amazing that we managed to smoothly run through two performances without any problem whatsoever. From the people that I talked to after the show, the general public, family, friends, etc., and there was absolutely no criticism at all. They thought it went excellent, and there were no problems at all, and they thoroughly enjoyed the show.